This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Portland, if you've ever wondered where to get your Blazers, Ducks, and Bees, it's right here on the airwaves of 1080. 1080 The Fan with Danny and Dusty. It's Danny and Dusty and Rust from noon till 3.
Hour 3 here on Danny and Dusty on a Friday afternoon. It's a Danny and Ortner edition as Dusty is out, Rusty is out. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you. Whether listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. Ladies and gentlemen, this might be a new low as Browns owner Jimmy Haslam, which when you're talking about new lows for Jimmy Haslam, the barrel runneth over, has declined a request to meet with Myles Garrett amidst his trade request. Apparently, as a billionaire owner of a sad sack franchise who has arguably the best defensive player in football, you can just put your fingers in your ears and go, la, 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 I can't hear you. I'm going to make the most annoying sound in the world. La, 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 it doesn't exist. La, 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 la. And that's an effective strategy.
If you just dump your head in the sand, like what is that? Ostriches do that?
Yes.
You're fine. Just stick your head in the sand and nothing will happen. How long is Garrett under contract? He's got another year or two on that deal.
I think it's 2 years.
Can you close your eyes and plug your ears for 2 years?
No.
Will he? So then here's the question, though. How long do you do it until, like, he has to play?
I don't think Myles Garrett has it in him.
I don't think so either.
But I would love to see him go full Jimmy Butler.
Well, I just think that
I'm going to be so toxic.
I think Haslam, the thing for Haslam is just ride it out. Like, Myles Garrett has to show up to work or he doesn't get paid. Now, Myles Garrett has made enough money to where he can just say, all right, nuts to you, I'll retire and be done.
And you're going to alienate maybe the best player in your franchise's history.
I don't think, yes, I don't think either would go to that point.
I mean,
but
let's just say he says, screw it.
Would Miles retire?
That's what I was saying.
But then he can never come back, ever. And it's clear that he wants to win the Super Bowl. It's an evil strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And a shocking development made by the same guy who gave all the guaranteed money in the world to Deshaun Watson after everything that Deshaun Watson had.
Nasty, nasty, nasty. Look, trade Myles Garrett and get a return. There is no shortage of teams in the NFL that will offer you what the Seattle Seahawks are actually asking for DK Metcalf.
Right.
You can get a first and a third for Myles Garrett.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, okay, he requested a trade. I got you for 2 years. I'm telling everyone else that I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to meet with you. But in reality, I'm just doing that to get the price back up.
Are they that smart?
No. I think he's dumbing into it.
Yes.
I mean, like, look, everything that he has done in the last 5 years has been self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it, man. Baker's not the best quarterback in the world. Baker got you to the playoffs.
Kill to have him right now.
Baker almost beat the Kansas City Chiefs with the Cleveland Browns. Like, if Chad Henne doesn't get a first down on a scramble, if I remember right, they don't win that playoff game, or you're going to overtime, and the Cleveland Browns have a shot. You have one of the best offensive coaches as your head coach in all of football, to the point where, correct me if I'm wrong, he's won two Coach of the Year awards. You had one of the best defenses in the NFL. And you sent it all away for Deshaun Watson.
Oops.
A piece of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew he was a piece of garbage. Mm-hmm. And you looked the other way. Mm-hmm. And now you're upset that he got booed. Because
mm-hmm.
you're a man of increase.
He's an idiot.
Yes.
Look, I am not... Look, I believe in the quote-unquote player empowerment. The forcing of trades, I kind of go back and forth on. It's not as black and white as I think people want it to be. I believe that if you've good soldiered it and done what's necessary and you've fulfilled the obligations and the organization has not lived up to it, I have said this as it pertains to Damian Lillard specifically. I've had this conversation with Damian Lillard. You have earned every right to request a trade. I'm not going to argue with you over that. You've even earned the right to ask to go to Miami. And we had a long conversation about this multiple times during that summer about why I thought he wouldn't end up in Miami. I go, Dame, Joe will get fired if he trades you Miami for that package.
It's not a good package.
That will happen. So Joe will not deal you there. Now, if Miami Heat were to put Bam Adebayo in that deal, you would get dealt there. But you would not be playing with Bam Adebayo, and it doesn't serve the purpose now.
Right.
Now, ultimately, I think he got dealt to the best possible scenario mm-hmm. in Milwaukee to play with Giannis. It's not Miami. Certainly not.
Nope.
But I thought he earned that. Because of what he did in his time and where the state of the franchise was. I feel very similar to Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett is arguably the best defensive player in football. If you want to say T.J. Watt, I'm not going to fight you.
Right.
It's fine.
Myles might.
And he might win. Man's a freak.
Depends if he uses his helmet or not.
Yeah. I think he can do it without one, too.
Right.
But I don't believe in the, I'm not happy, I want to be traded. That's different.
The Kevin Durant.
That stuff, that bothers me.
I agree with you. I think that's why Kevin Durant's legacy will be sullied. I think in most, and I get that you can't put most workplaces to sports.
I understand. It's entirely different.
I understand
yes.
that. But in most workplaces, if you are unhappy in a job or you feel like you're getting overlooked or people
you
are getting opportunities
elsewhere.
That you deserved, you get to look elsewhere. And I do believe, especially if you're someone who's earned it, or if someone's willing to listen to you or willing to give you what you want,
Trey
you
Henderson,
should be allowed
Bengals.
To do it.
If you're
right.
going to be cheap.
Matt Stafford.
Yeah. Hey,
Matt Stafford.
We've got a great relationship with you. You are our guy. You got us a Super Bowl ring.
Go look at the other places. Go, what are they willing to give
see if the grass
you?
Is greener. Have you heard the reporting out of that? That not only were the Giants willing to give them Matt Stafford
they were
going to
give him everything.
Not just that. They were willing to work a trade.
Yes, they were.
And Les Snead has said that the package that the Giants put on the table was a package they would be willing to trade Matt Stafford for.
Yes, they were willing to.
And that's why they were able to come back together and come to an agreement.
But also Matt Stafford looked at that
and
said,
I don't want to be their dog.
They're not winning a title. That's not a championship team. Like if I'm Myles Garrett, actually, I think the smarter thing, I know what the Browns ownership is doing right now by, hey, we're not going to pay attention. We're going to close our eyes. We're going to put our fingers in our ears and we don't have to trade him.
There's a way to do this.
The smarter thing to do would be to call up the Giants or the Jets or insert bad team here. Because you know what Miles doesn't have in his contract? He doesn't have a no-trade clause.
Oh, you want to go?
You want to leave?
I'm going to take the best offer.
I'm going to take the best offer.
John Schneider, did you hear what he said about DK Metcalf?
Best offer.
The way we're going to prioritize this deal.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, we are going to do the best possible thing for this franchise.
Yep.
Number two, we're going to do the best possible thing for the player.
Yep.
Hopefully, there's an intersection of those two things.
But if there isn't.
As good as DK is, he is not Myles Garrett. Nor has he been as important a figure to that franchise as Myles Garrett, the pantheon of Browns. It's Jim Brown, then Joe Thomas, and Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett's unbelievable. And here's the thing with Myles Garrett, too, and it's totally fair by him. He wants to go to a championship team. He wants to win a title because he knows. He knows.
Time's finite, baby.
He's got three. Maybe.
He's got two elite years, probably two really good years.
Maybe.
Nothing's a guarantee because injuries pop up, but I'm talking about like with what he is.
Right.
Like, you very much see him aging as a supremely more advanced Von Miller of like, yeah, even on your aging years, you're still going to be an impact.
And that's because he's more naturally fit for that position. Yes. But again, he sees what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's trying to get out. And I get it, because Cleveland, it's a dumpster fire. It's not going to happen, right? He should want to get out. If I'm Cleveland now, I am calling all of the bottom feeder franchises. And I'm saying, what are you going to give
me? I'm calling every franchise. It's Miles freaking Garrett.
I'm calling the bottom feeders, though, because you know what I'm going to ask for? I'm going to ask for draft capital.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use him as a jump start to getting my franchise back where it needs to go. But they're not going to do that.
Because they're stupid.
Because they need jersey sales. I was listening to a podcast today, Bill Simmons, and so you got to take what you can with it.
I know what you're talking. No, I know. I was listening to it this
House,
well, talking about the
Luka Doncic trade
and the economic impact, not only in ticket sales, but in concessions and jersey sales,
tickets,
valuation of the franchise, everything that comes along with that. He said anywhere from between $1.5 and $2 billion. I think that number's a little high. But if you said it was $1 billion, knowing the economics of the NBA, and this isn't this year.
Right.
It's the valuation basically over Luka's career.
$1 billion.
Look,
lost.
It's not just the direct impact. Let's talk about Damian Lillard, okay? If you go to Moda Center, you don't see as many advertisements around the arena because they're not on national TV. Why aren't they on national TV? Because they're not good and they don't have a top 75 player of all time. Outside of LeBron James and Steph Curry, you know who is the most endorsed athlete in the NBA?
Luka.
Damian Lillard.
Oh. Who would not have known that?
Gatorade. Oakley. He's the literal face of Adidas basketball.
Yeah.
Tissot. Think about all of Dame's, not local, not local partnerships, his national and international partnerships. This is a guy who every summer goes to China and has a massive tour for Adidas.
Smart, yeah.
No, Damian Lillard is a global brand. And when that guy's there, guess what? They do partnerships with the Three Stripes.
Right.
When LeBron James comes to Portland, half of Nike descends on Moda.
Right.
Because they're right there in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff matters, man. Myles Garrett isn't doing that.
He still does well. No, wrong. But
he does well,
that.
But like,
not that.
You're the NFL. If you're not printing money, you're stupid.
Right.
And so it's absolutely insane. All right, coming up next, we'll get into more news and notes, including the ever-shifting winds of Sam Darnold staying in Minnesota, not staying in Minnesota. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
It's going to be a two-parter devil segment here because we got to turn and burn a little bit. There's some news and notes around the NFL. As Sam Darnold's future, the Minnesota Vikings, has gone from, we think he'll be back, just as of Tuesday, to Adam Schefter today sat down and did an interview with Minnesota play-by-play announcer Paul Allen on their radio station up there and was asked on a 0 to 10 scale how likely Darnold was to be back. He didn't give his response as it pertains to a number, but he said it would be significantly unlikely to see them stay together. That doesn't sound like much, but it does sound like there's been a change in the winds, and as we'll get to in the next half hour, there is some big-time quarterback news that is going to shake this up, and the Las Vegas Raiders are going to be at the center of all of it. Darnold himself has been linked with the Raiders, as well as the New York Giants. I don't see the Giants as a possibility there, so where Darnold goes, who knows? But as we're getting into free agency week, starting next week, you've got to have an answer one way or the other about what you're going to do, whether it's making a draft day trade and having the framework of that set up so you know what you're going to go do, or you've got your replacement level backup quarterback that's going to take some snaps and you're going to figure it out through the seasons to try to figure it out. The New York Giants bring back old Tommy Cutlets. Tommy DeVito is going to be back, so maybe that gives you an idea of, hey, maybe they are going to go patchwork and try and figure it out. But the quarterback dominoes are far from even really starting just a few days until free agency begins.
It almost seems too like most teams are going to try and go the free agency route, because right now it seems like it's Cam Ward and then it's kind of everybody else. Mm-hmm. Now, you're hearing a lot of response from scouts and from NFL GMs where, like, a lot of fans were upset with how Shador Sanders kind of addressed everyone. A lot of the scouts and GMs were kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you hit the reports. We talked about this yesterday.
We kind of expected
two
this.
Teams that he came out of the an interview as arrogant and brash and not caring.
Yeah, well, who his dad is? His dad's the same guy who went into taking a test with the Giants, looked at the test and was like, what spot are you guys drafting in again? And they're like, 12. He's like, I'll be drafted before that. Yeah. I'm out. Peace. Like,
that he could have self-sabotaged this is pretty likely.
Right.
Because Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the Cleveland Browns, she's been there for like 30 years, said it's like,
knows. He's getting taken high.
I would imagine he's in the top 5 picks.
Right.
Beyond that, she said that the interview with the Browns went great. And the Browns, I mean, look, this is all kinds of subterfuge and smoke screens and draft slotting and putting negative intel out there and all the things you can do to try to improve or your own position or sabotage somebody else's draft stock. This happens every single year. It's the nastiest part of all of this. It's the meat market and everybody counterbidding and doing what they can to drive prices down or prices up.
Right. Well, and so I think that's leading to a lot more, at least of a look with the free agency, because at least you know what you have there. The one that I found interesting was Peter Schrager was saying that he thinks Jared Stidham is going to be a guy that teams look at as that possible bridge because he's still young. And when he has played, he's shown success. Like if you get Kirk Cousins, right, you get, I mean, even Sam Darnold, you get Rodgers, you need to have a younger quarterback in there with them because they're gone in a couple of years, right? That's what you have to assume, unless like you're looking at Sam Darnold where you're like, maybe he fits into our long-term plan. But with a guy like Stidham, he's still young enough to where you can convince yourself of if he works or at least is serviceable, right? Hey, he's serviceable. He's not going to throw a bunch of interceptions. We can game manager him out. That's a guy that you could possibly win a lot with. And that really surprised me because New England had that guy. Bill Belichick saw what he was and was like, I'm going to go try out Cam Newton with a guy who doesn't have a shoulder right now. You know, I'm going to go draft Mac Jones. So why are people so high on Stidham?
Look, man, Peterman's been out there slinging that rock to the other team for, what, six straight seasons, seven straight seasons now?
Is he still on a team?
He's still out there. Everyone gives it a try.
Just because he's so big, that Christian Hackenberg theory. Dude's big and can throw. I'll never understand it. You know what they are.
Who was the other Broncos quarterback that was huge?
Osweiler.
Yes, Brock.
Yeah. Osweiler. He was okay that Super Bowl year.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you always talk yourself into the physical talents. That's the thing that's out there. All right, coming up next, though, there is more quarterback news, and it does pertain to the Raiders. And it also might have to do with the Seattle Seahawks and Geno Smith. But first, here's Big World Bets with the Sports Center update. Hey, what you gonna do?
It ain't nowhere to This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Balls are getting mad at me, but we can let this one play for a second. Shout out, Dusty, and the Hippopotamus.
Great song.
It's a banger.
It's about Easy E.
There you go. Diana Rossini, one of our own, here at not only 1080, but my other former employer, NBC Sports Northwest, has a report. The Las Vegas Raiders are exploring veteran quarterback options on the free agent and trade market. That includes the possibility of trading for a current starting quarterback.
Ooh.
Interestingly enough, let's go a step further. Albert Breer, sources, quarterback Kirk Cousins asked for and got a meeting with Falcons owner Arthur Blank on his future. Blank and Cousins had that meeting Wednesday night. The QB wants to go to a place where he can start in 2025. The Falcons brass has said, but they would do what's best for the team at quarterback. But wait, there's more. If you go back and talk about the DK Metcalf possibilities and trades, the Raiders have been linked there with previous comments when Pete Carroll was fired by the Seattle Seahawks about DK Metcalf saying that Pete Carroll was the reason he was responsible for his success along with John Snyder in Seattle. He believed in him. He loved him. He's a Hall of Fame caliber coach. Okay, you picking up what I'm putting down here? We also had yesterday we talked about the possibility of Kyler Murray being on the move from the Arizona Cardinals. So, Sam Darnold, Kyler Murray, Kirk Cousins, DK Metcalf.
Super team.
No, Geno Smith. I've seen this get some traction from a couple different places. What if the Raiders traded draft capital to the Seahawks for both Geno Smith and DK Metcalf?
The draft capital would have to be nice.
It would be their first round pick. I wouldn't do it.
There need to be more.
Well, no, I'm saying that's it starts with that.
Yeah.
Like the first round pick this year is included in that. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. And there's certainly more that goes along with it. I don't like this idea. This feels like skipping steps because the Raiders don't have a team they can just drop those two into and be good.
Right. As a Seahawks fan, I would like it. The issue is, if you're making that move, you better have decided that you like Shador or you like Jackson Dart.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Not like love.
Yes. Like they're your person. They're the person that you want in your organization. And I don't know that I necessarily love Schneider's past with quarterbacks. Like, yes, did he land Russell Wilson? 100%. He also signed Flynn.
I was to say, they also spent $40 million on Matt Flynn, who didn't play for the
And
Seahawks.
You know who they really wanted to draft? They wanted to draft Anthony Richardson. If he doesn't get taken by Indianapolis, there's a world where he's probably a Seattle Seahawk. That's
and
bad.
And you're talking yourself into that.
No, you're not. Like you, I would you never. Are. No, you I would are. Not. No, you, I would not. He can't complete 50% of his passes right now. He's like 47 career percent completion percentage. It just doesn't work. If I'm a Seahawk fan, and luckily I am, the return on that would have to be nice. And you'd have to say, I love Jackson Dart, or I love Shedeur Sanders, and I think that that person is going to be there. You're probably looking at a first rounder. You're probably looking at an early second rounder in the next year or this year. And then you're probably looking for another draft pick later on, either this year or next year, where we're talking about a day three draft pick, but you're probably talking like fifth round, maybe sixth round, probably not all the way to seventh. But there would need to be a massive return for Geno and for DK, especially with what DK's been doing. There's a lot of Seattle fans that I think underrate DK Metcalf. And I understand that he has issues at times with holding onto the football. But usually when he fumbles the football, it's after he's ran through three or four other dudes. How often do you see DK really lose a fumble where it's just one guy? And for me, I'm never gonna criticize a guy or really jump down a guy's throat for making these great plays and then losing the football. Because then you're asking that guy to stop trying to be great. Stop trying to make the great plays. That's like if Saquon Barkley did the hurdle where he jumps over the guy and he's backwards and he lands on the ground and someone punched the ball out. And you said, that's it, Saquon, no more hurdling people. You don't get to be in awe of a certain spectacle. And then because the result goes the other way, get to be upset about that one. On the text line right now, you have a text that says, they'd be lucky to get a second rounder for DK. I disagree. When you're looking at the wide receivers that have been traded, Deebo Samuel was 20 pounds overweight, and he's much older than DK. DK's basically gotten 1,000 yards every single year he's been in the NFL.
No, I think DK's a very good wide receiver. We talked about this yesterday. I think that the fair package is, if you deal him to the Chargers, it's Quentin Johnson in a second. I think that's a fair package.
I don't know that I want Johnson.
I think you want a big-bodied wide receiver to go over the
yes.
top of JSN. And
I don't know that Johnson's the one that you want.
Sure.
He's had issues catching the football
His rookie year was atrocious.
And he got better this year.
His final was 7 games. He was good. Not even like squid good. He was good.
It was better.
But is Geno Smith the guy that you want working with him there? Do you want a better quarterback there, or do you want to have something else different? Do you want to have a younger quarterback? I say all this because for the Raiders, over the next 72 hours, they better figure the bleep out. And I don't just say this as a Raiders fan, because there's 5 different options. The decision tree right now, trade for Kyler Murray. Trade for Geno Smith. Trade for Kirk Cousins. Sign Sam Darnold. Sign a veteran backup that is going to be your stopgap guy and go get a guy in the draft. But you've got to figure it out in the next 72 hours before free agency gets here.
Yeah.
Because you've got to have the roadmap that leads into the NFL draft, which is what, a month away?
Yeah, end of April. So 2 months, month and a half, right?
Wasn't it the 14th?
Maybe May. I don't know. I thought it was in May now.
I lose all sight of what April 24th. I knew there's a 4th.
I was going to say, okay. I'm going to be honest. When March hits, it's college basketball.
It is.
I lock in on college basketball, and then I come back around. I think that there's a lot of Seattle fans, too. And maybe I'm just in love with the athleticism that is DK Metcalf. But I feel like there are a lot of things that he can bring to an offense that is successful, right? Now, I don't know that I love DK at the $35 million number, which is what he wants. And if you, after conversations with him, it becomes clear that he is going to get his $35 million or not, because someone will give him $35 million.
DK?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I think a team, they'll get in the ballpark. Don't think a team will get in the ballpark?
I think he'll get 26.
And that's the thing where I think Seattle, if Seattle can get him at a number that they want, or maybe you pay him a little bit extra just because the it's tax. Like, hey, we want to keep you,
yeah.
We want to keep you around. I think he works best with JSN. There are a lot of Seahawks fans that say, well, hey, just go into the draft and get another great wide receiver. Ask Bill Belichick how easy that is.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of wide receivers that have talent mm-hmm. and have value that you can go and get? Yes, but you better be darn sure. Because you can just as easily draft Jalen Reagor and the next one be Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. Everyone acts like it's easy.
No. I mean, also at the same time, like you see a guy like Tedrell McMillan who was looked at as a guy as like a top five pick coming into this year. I've seen him as low as 22.
Yeah. There's a lot of slide on Tet right now because he won't run.
Yeah, which...
He's not fast.
I don't care. 6'5" guy that catches everything.
I don't disagree.
Yeah,
I don't disagree.
I've got a type. We've talked about this so many times. Give me Mike Evans over basically any wide receiver's career in the history of the NFL. And I'm not saying he's the best ever, but those are the guys that I like. Give me Mike Evans. Give me Calvin. Give me the big-bodied freak that is going to catch everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's if my number one look, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, they're the two best wide receivers in the game. I'm not going to argue that. But you give me Mike Evans in his prime, no nonsense, always out there, plays through everything, stable. You don't have to put up with the BS while also catching everything thrown his way. That's the guy that I like. Now, DK isn't quite that, but he's in that same mold. Same thing with Tedrell McMillan. Maybe not the athlete that DK is, but the man catches everything.
Right. Right, but again, I'm always going to point to this. You know who was getting DK comparisons? Johnson.
Yeah.
And in LA.
But he doesn't catch anything.
Right. You know who was drafted ahead of DK because he could run more routes than DK and he could cut better? N'Keal Harry. N'Keal Harry was then, hey, you're going to have to play tight end if you want to stay in the league.
Oops.
So as easy and as more valuable there are young wide receiver talent.
You have to prove
mm-hmm. that you can hit on those targets. Now, Schneider has proven with the JSN draft, with the Tyler Lockett draft, with Doug Baldwin, with DK Metcalf, that he can go and find these guys. And if that's what you think he's going to do, great. I hope that he can do that, and I hope he trades DK away then for the best return possible. Right? Maybe you go and trade DK away for a bunch of picks and you build this team on a slight reset. Right. Because there are a lot of younger talent on this team. I'd make the argument that DK still fits in that, but let's say like that's the timeline you want to build on.
Look, you've drafted great at the corner spots, you've gotten two solid tackles in the draft. Like you've done well in the draft recently, even with a couple misses, which you're still doing better than most teams as it pertains to the draft.
Agreed. Better be darn sure, though.
Yes. I want to say this real quick as it pertains to a former Oregon player. The Raiders are releasing their starting center, Andre James. He's the last player who played for the Oakland Raiders still on the team, which probably opens up the spot for JPJ to move over to center. So that's at least I'd like to see that as a Raiders fan.
He's really freaking good, man.
He came really on incredibly strong for the Raiders once he started getting healthy. So, all right, when we come back, we'll put a nice little bow on today's show. I had Donovan Klingon on my podcast last night. I'm going to share a little bit of that with you guys, particularly one note that just absolutely stood out. Danny and Dusty, Tenny the Fan.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Last night, Donovan Klingon graciously took about 30 minutes to sit down and just chat with me just about some regular stuff. I got into some basketball, but I do these podcasts on Jack Ramsey's with the young guys just to kind of have fans have an opportunity to become more familiar with him and more as people. I usually spend the first 10, 12 minutes just kind of BSing with them. Like building a relationship and letting people kind of get to know guys. I've done it with Anthony. I've done it with Jabari and Nasir. I mean, Gary Trent Jr. Like the list goes on and on and on. I really enjoy doing that. Just bringing a little bit of the stuff that I get to talk to these guys about off record, just hanging out in the locker room, just getting to know them. And I really just haven't had an opportunity to do that with Donovan because post game, I usually have to run out and go do TV. And pregame, his workout schedule, when we're in their locker room, he's not always there. And, I was like, you know, what are you like doing off the floor? And he said he likes to fish. I'm like, are you talking fly fishing? He's like, no, you know, I don't have the patience for that. He's like, I like doing deep sea fishing. And I was like, okay, cool. What are we going for? He's like, you know, just whatever. But, you know, I asked him what he's caught. He said he's, as far as like the biggest fish, he said some tuna, over a 300-pound Goliath grouper and a dusky shark. And I was like, okay. I'm like, you trying to get out here? He's like, yeah. I just got some waders. I'm going to, you know, get out here in the rivers and go get it. And I just stopped. I'm like, wait. Where the hell did you get waders?
From Dion.
He's 7'3", 285 pounds. Okay? That is a massive human. I'm like, we got some custom joints? And he just kind of smiled and laughed. He's like, yeah, I know. They're custom. My aunt hooked me up. Because I don't know if you've ever seen waders. Even when they're big, like the biggest of big, they ain't that long.
That's the overall things that keep you dry, right?
Yeah, the full sealed like rubber that goes up to your chest that you always see like the...
I've just always called them overalls, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So I duck hunt. One time, when I was setting my decoys out, I tripped and fell on kind of a bog. And I had my waders on and the water was nearly frozen. Literally almost died because a bad case of
hypothermia.
Yeah, it got really bad. So I fell into this icy water. And when you have waders on and the water goes over your waders, you know what it works as? An anchor.
Keeps you down.
And brother, that was miserable. Not something Donovan Klingon's going to really have to worry about because those waders are about 6.5 feet off the ground. He's got to fall in a pretty big hole to have that happen. Also, asked him if he's a dog or a cat guy. He's pro dog. So, the husky is pro
love
dog.
Love that.
He said he grew up with a Rottweiler. He's this summer, one of his goals is to get a dog. He's going golden.
Ooh, like, golden doodle?
No, just retriever. But I go, no teacups? You're not going to have a little one little palm in your hand? He's like, nah, can't have that. All right, coming up next, the gentlemen are here.
Oh, Isaac boy. Suk.
4 hours of power. From their mouth to yours, your ears. Isaac Suk with Prime Time. Have a wonderful weekend. Dusty will be back on Monday. Hopefully Rusty is back as well. Will Orner, thanks for stepping in, brother. Always appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Everybody take care. Stay safe. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.